97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe is apologizing after shocking his 3.2 million Instagram followers by going live on the social media platform while having sex. Now, I've not seen this, but I have read online. You don't see anything. You just hear the audio. He initially denied it and claimed, no, my account was hacked. Then hours later, he went onto a podcast and fessed up.
Was it on purpose or accidental?
Oh, it was total accident.
Accident.
Oh. Complete accident.
How do you go? Hold on now. Which social media account was it?
Instagram. Instagram.
It was. He went live. Is it easy to go live on Instagram?
I've never done it. I've done Facebook Live.
Yeah, but that's a little more of a process. You have to push a button, wait for it to start. It tells you, are you sure you want to go live? I mean, it double checks everything first.
Right.
Insta doesn't do that.
No, but I think about how easy it is to pocket dial people.
Exactly.
And the Snap.
Insta. Mark tries to
I'm
use.
I'm trying to be.
If anyone wasn't
don't
listening the other day, Mark tries to use cool lingo, and Sue and I set him straight on that one.
Just don't. Just say no.
Just say no. All right, Karate Kid star Chad McQueen has died at the age of 63. That's young. He was also the son of actor Steve McQueen. Chad was best known for his role as Dutch in The Karate Kid and its sequel, The Karate Kid Part 2. I didn't know this. His true passion was racing. He even founded McQueen Racing, which is a company that develops high-performance cars and motorcycles.
Yep.
How come I don't remember him from Karate Kid?
I don't either. I'm looking him up.
I'd have to see him.
I'm looking for images of him. Yeah. Now, he was not in these sequels, right? To Karate Kid, the one they're doing now?
He was just in the first one and part two, which were what, back in like the 80s, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. It was in the 80s. It was way back there. It's true. And now I recognize him when I see him here. He had a lot more hair then, but I did not know that was Steve McQueen's kid.
I didn't either.
Hmm.
But I'm not surprised. Steve McQueen loved racing, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense that Chad would.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with more selfie-related fatalities happening, officially there have been 9 so far this year, you'd think people would be realizing that you need to be careful when you're taking pictures outside. But apparently this group in China did not get the memo because there were about 20 people of them who went to go take a selfie, and they ended up getting wiped out by the huge tidal wave. It doesn't appear there were any deaths,
jeez.
But come on.
That's what often happens in those cases. So people get sucked out into the waves and they drowned.
Well, wasn't there a story of somebody doing that at the Grand Canyon and falling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure many, right?
People, come on.
I think I read where there were 10 or 12 people who died at the Grand Canyon last year.
It's complete insanity.
Like selfie accidents.
Do you really have to be that close to the edge to get a good shot? Isn't it impressive enough if you're just standing close to the edge and not right up on it?
Well, that's the bad thing. They sit up on those rails.
Yeah.
And then they just, you know, lose their balance.
I have developed a fear of heights over the course of my life. And just you mentioning it sent a chill down my spine.
I feel tense right now.
Getting too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. Like my body feels tense even talking about this right now.
Yeah.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, who of course fueled the Me Too movement, has been indicted on new charges. No specifics have been released about these new charges, but it comes after more women recently came forward with new accusations against the 72-year-old. Now, Weinstein was not in court. He's recovering from emergency heart surgery he had this week. In all, more than 80 women have accused him of sexual assault or harassment, and he has continuously denied those allegations.
Well, the guy looked like death the last time I saw him. He's like very feeble these days. Didn't he just beat one of his convictions? Maybe that's why they're going after him again. I wonder. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He's never getting out of jail, so I'm not quite sure what the point of that is. But
Yeah, I agree. Just not going to get out. This is just gross. A woman says her vacation was ruined by a stranger's gross habit at a hotel pool. She said in a video that's gone viral, she's sunbathing at this hotel pool in Dubai. When a man about 15 feet from her starts clipping his toenails, and to make matters worse, when he was done clipping them, he shook the towel all the clippings were on, and it flew the nails all over the public pool area.
Yeah,
you would do that?
No, just the act of clipping your toenails, I don't find that gross, but I mean, flipping it. somebody could step on. Those things are sharp. I mean, if flipping them around on the concrete would be very inappropriate.
But would you cut your toenails in public?
Probably not.
I feel like I need to address this with you. Yeah, that's not a clear answer.
No, probably not, because I'll add this. If you were at the pool and you realized all of a sudden that your toenails were obnoxious because you hadn't trimmed them in a while, that might be the time to do it, right?
Would you bring clippers with you? And also,
Have shoes and socks on, so you're not seeing them.
Well, that's it. He had to be prepared to go down there and do it.
Thank you. He had to take the clippers with him.
Yeah. No. There is no clipping of toenails at the pool. The end.
Or in any public area, Mark.
Exactly. Thank
you.
We need to make sure that you get this.
See what that big deal is.
Wait, hold on.
Ahead.
Let me read the article. Oh, the guy's name was Mark Cox.
I've never been to Dubai. Thank you.
Maybe you've heard of this butcher shop. It's a St. Louis butcher shop that's been named the third best in the nation. And I'm sorry if I butcher this. No pun intended. I really didn't mean to say that. Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood was touted for its variety of fresh, fine cuts, including bone stock, smoked meats, chorizo, and charcuterie boards. So, girls' nights. Unlike many of the competitors, they're also a whole animal butcher, meaning they source and use the entire animal.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
This is Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood. Bolliards.
Quite the honor.
Sutton. Yeah.
Have you been there, Sue?
No, I'm looking it up.
Ah, nice. Well, there you have it. You know they're one of the best.
I love a good charcuterie board.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, congratulations.